considering that U.S. firms lost some 100 contract opportunities worth $25 billion in recent years because of political and economic pressure brought by other governments, the stakes are too high to fail in an aggressively promoting American firms around the world. In reviewing the department's procedures, my goal was to strengthen trade missions as assets to our strong American economy. I want American businesses and industry to continue their enthusiastic support for our trade efforts, and I want these missions to be useful tools for American firms, businesses that are ambitious enough to seek these opportunities around the world. We conducted this review because I want to personally ensure that all of the department's programs meet the standards and excellence and integrity that the American people expect. The results of this review and of our thorough examination are contained in the policy which you have before you. I want to make one thing very clear. There have been rules and procedures and criteria applicable to past missions. What we have done now is to take additional steps to expand, enhance, and strengthen these procedures to ensure that the public has full confidence in our missions. I believe we have come up with a plan that strengthens the trade mission program, making them more efficient and more effective. I worked on this review with a team led by Stu Eisenstadt, the Undersecretary of International Trade, Clyde Robinson, the Deputy Chief of Staff, and Andy Pincus of the Secretary's Staff. We have thoroughly reviewed the process for determining where trade missions are taken, who goes on them, how the participants are selected, and what the results are. And we have created for the first time a comprehensive series of guidelines for all types and levels of trade missions conducted by the Commerce Department. This new policy prescribes objective standards to ensure that all decisions regarding trade missions are based on appropriate criteria related to the underlying public policy goals. Moreover, we are putting in place a fully transparent process where relevant documents will be publicly available. The mission process will require the following steps. There will be a project officer assigned to every mission who will be held ultimately responsible and accountable for organizing, recruiting, and leading the mission. Each mission will have a clear rationale explained through a mission statement. The mission statement will detail why the mission is appropriate use of government resources. It will include mission goals, scenarios, and all other relevant information. And this statement will be publicly available. The trade mission process will not go forward until the mission statement is approved by the head of the unit sponsoring the mission. Objective written criteria will govern the selection of private sector participants on trade missions. These criteria will ensure that in every case, there is a demonstrably legitimate business purpose for the inclusion of the private sector participant and that is consistent with the overall objectives of our mission. The policy requires strict adherence to those criteria in the selection process. We are broadening our outreach for mission participants by using the Federal Registrar, the Internet, the media, and other resources to make available so that this mission information is attempted to make as many potentially interested businesses aware of these important missions. Private sector participants will be selected by individual career employees or by a panel with a majority of career employees. We will stress cost minimization and cost recovery throughout the process through participation fees. There will be no politics allowed in the application process. Let me repeat that again. There will be no politics allowed in the participation process. Referrals from political organizations will not be permitted. The policy contains an explicit prohibition of any consideration of partisan political activity, including any contributions. Any reference to such activities will not be allowed in the candidate's file, will be routed away from the decision makers, and will be returned to the senders. And we will have documents related to the trade mission publicly available, including a post-mission report assessing actual results against the original mission statement and containing feedback from private sector participants. We have consulted throughout this process with members of Congress, the business community, whose comments were incredibly helpful, and whose support for our efforts are most appreciated.